This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so welcome to Parsha Shir. If you're listening online, please email me at j.golke@gmail.com and I'll send you the handout. The handout you've got saying Vayeshev at the top, you'll see is only one side. And that is because it's going to be a short Parsha Shir so that we have time for some Chanukah ideas as well. So let's just go through two interesting ha'aras on the Parsha. The first pasuk says, Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz Meguri Aviv be'eretz Kanaan. So after a very sort of tumultuous period in Yaakov's life, he escapes from Esav, he goes to Lavan, and he works there. All the episode of being in the house of Lavan with Rachel, with Leah, etc. He builds a family, he re-encounters Esav, and finally he wants to have some peace. Vayeshev Yaakov, says Rashi, Bikesh Yaakov, Leishev B'shalva, Yaakov even wanted to have some serenity. And says Rashi, Kofat Olav Rogza Shel Yosef. As soon as this happened, this desire to have some serenity is expressed, the whole incident of Yosef kicks in. Says Rashi, Tzadikim Mevakshim Leishev B'shalva, the Tzadikim want to have some peace. Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu L'dayan and Tzadikim Hashem Asukun Lohem Lo'il Maboy. Is it not enough what is set in place for them, for the world to come? They've got to have peace in this world as well. Now, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, I don't really understand this. Vayeshev Yaakov, he quotes the Rashi, Nira Devadai wrote Hashem Yisbarach B'shalva Sadikim. Why not? Why can't Sadikim have serenity in this world? Shehana Lohem Fahana Lo'ilam. If they have serenity, it's good for them and it's good for the world. You know, let them do what they need to do to learn to live a life of tzidkus. Umis sani le tzadikim da'achli trei alma, says the Gemara in Horius, says Ramesha, that is it so bad for tzadikim that they can enjoy two worlds, this world and the world to come? Aval, says Ramesha, a very interesting thing. Hakavona, the intention is this, le'inyin hachinuch. It is a reference to chinuch. V'halimud lehabonim she Yaakov choshav he thought, my children have now a little bit older. They're all outstanding people, chosen ones of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore I can take my foot off the gas, as it were, in terms of overseeing their chinuch. They're Bechir Hashem v'tzadikei olam shehaKadosh Baruch Hu mishtabech bohem v'kofzo alav rogo shel Yosef. And then all of a sudden, this whole incident of Yosef happens. That to teach us, says Ramesha, that even children who are gedolim ba'olam, who are giants, who are outstanding, over Yosef tzadikim and their brilliant tzadikim, tzorich ha'av shelo la'siach daito mehem. Parents should not ever stop davening for their children and for their continued success, for lehichichom and being involved in rebuking them and guiding them, how to conduct themselves. So therefore, says Rav Moshe, that when it says Vayeshev Yaakov, as Rashi says, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'shalva, it wasn't that he wanted to sit by a pool and swing from a hammock. What he wanted is just to take a back seat. Now he thought his days of active chinuch was over. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, that even children who are slightly older, who are developing into outstanding tzaddikim, you can't take your foot off the gas. You know, there's a famous maaser with a stipler that someone once came to him for advice about davening or children, and he said, just daven. Davening is tefillah for children is critical. And he then just sort of, as an aside, he said, you know, you should know how many tears I've shed for my chayim. That's what the stipler said. Now, at the time, the stipler was an old man, and his son, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, was, I think, 53 years old. And he's still shedding tears for Reb Chaim, who was, by then, had made Siyum HaShas, who knows how many dozens of times. So, not to take your foot off the gas. That's Reb Moshe's interpretation of this Rashi. Okay, let's move on with something quite fascinating. Later in the parasha, you have the famous story of the butler and the baker. Yosef goes to Mitzrayim, he's sold down to Egypt. The whole story in the house of Beis Potiphar, and he is thrown into jail. Now, when he's in jail, he encounters the butler and the baker, he interprets their dream. Now, there is a very interesting Yerushalmi, which we have mentioned a couple of years ago. The Yerushalmi says, why do we have four cups of wine on Seder night? So the first reason given by the Yerushalmi is the most well-known one. It's this middle box, the first box in paragraph 2. Rabbi Benoya Keneged Abar Gu'ulos. There are four expressions of Gu'ula, Vitzesi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vilokachti, and each case represents one of those Gu'ulas. That's the famous reason given. There is a second reason given which is less known. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar, Keneged Arba Kaisus Shel Paroi. Because in the Parsha, in this week's Parsha, it says the word Kais four times. For Kais Paroi Beyodi, Ve'eschatos Amal Kais Paroi, Ve'etanel Kais Yal Paroi, Ve'nosato, Kais Paroi Beyodi. It says Kais four times. And therefore, corresponding to the four times it says Kais, we have four cups of wine on Seder night. And the question, of course, is, what on earth is the connection? The parsha of Yosef with the butler and the baker, it says Kais four times. What has that got to do with Seder night's four cups of wine? So 2 years ago, I told you the pshat of the Aruch HaShulchan. It's a fabulous pshat, but that's for another time. Or maybe we'll do Chazara 1 year. But if you look 2 years ago online, you'll see the answer there. It's an amazing idea. The Kli Yoker gives an alternative answer. And sadly, it's actually quite connected to the first year we had this evening about negotiating with terrorists. You'll see why. V'yesh litmoya. He quotes the Yerushalmi, it's a Medrash Rabbah as well. V'yesh litmoya says the Kli Yoker, I'm in the second line. Ma hera kodesh baruch hu l'sar hamashkin b'zeh, u'ma inyan arba kaisa shel pesach l'chalome shel sar hamashkin. What is the connection? V'nir lefarsh, says the Kli Yoker. Ki yodua. When a person is redeemed from some difficult situation, drinking a glass of wine is an expression of salvation. I will lift my cup of salvation. And the four cups of wine on Seder night will show you that. And anyone who has been captured, anyone who's captured, who's a hostage, as it were, he encounters the four difficulties that the Novi, Yirmiyah HaNovi, expresses in Perek Tes Vav in Yirmiyah. Koyam HaShem, Asher Lecherev Lecherev, those who have the sword, Vasher Lemoves Lemoves, and death, Ra'av, hunger, Vasher Leshvi Leshvi. And the Gemara says in Baba Basra Daf Ches Amud Beis, Omer B'yechanan, Kol HaMu'uchah Ba'posuk, Kosh HaMishelefonov. The later it appears, the four difficulties that a person encounters in the captivity, Cherev, Moves, Ra'av, and Shvi, are they're sort of progressively worse. Ad Shvi kulo isnube, because Shvi, captivity, sadly, has all four aspects. You're held prisoner, there's danger of death, there's hunger, and there's injury of Cherev. He can afflict him with a sword. He could kill him. He could starve him. I'm just keeping him captive. Therefore, anyone who is kept in a prison, he's actually encountered four aspects of danger, of captivity. And therefore, corresponding to being saved from those four aspects, he needs to drink four cups of Yeshua. Ki ma'achas she'shavu kulo isnu be, since all four are there, imkein be yitzyosu misham beis ha'soha, who nitzel mi'arba oson, he's been saved from four categories of danger. Al kein niskar besar hamashkim arba pa'omim loshen kais. That's why it says the word kais four times when the sar hamashkim, the butler, made it out. The baker was killed, of course, but the butler made it out. Why does it say kais four times? Because he was incarcerated in prison in Egypt and therefore was exposed to four dangers, cherev, moves, ra'av, and shvi, and therefore when he comes out, he needs to drink four kaises of wine. Ki her le b'chalom, sheyotzman beis adbar, v'yunitz mi'arbar roes eilu, because he dreamt that he will be redeemed from these four dangers. That's why it says four kaises. Continues the Kli Yoker. If that's the case, Lomdu Chazal therefore learnt Mikan Shabbat Pesach Chayev Kol Adam Lishlois Arba Kaisus. For on Pesach we need to drink four cups of wine. Ki Yisrael Hayu Gam Kain Shavuim BeMitzrayim. We were captives in Egypt. And therefore we were exposed to the four dangers of Rav, of Shvi, of Cherev, and of Moves. Al-Kain, Din Hu She-Yishtu Arba Kaisa Shel-Yeshua. Therefore we too need to drink four cups of wine, Keneged Ha-Tzolam Erbosam, from being saved from all four aspects of captivity. Ki Lo-Es Aveseinu B'Vad Goel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just save our ancestors, Ki Afei Sonu Goalim Ohem, etc., etc., V'zeh Pirish Yaakov. Says the Kli Yaakov, this is a very precious interpretation. On Mikan, Shofat Yosef Besichlei, Shesar HaMashkim, Yotzim Beis Asurim, HaSoya, V'yoshav Al-Kanoi. That's how the Sar HaYosef understood that the Sar HaMashkim is going to be redeemed. Avosar HaOifim Lo Ro'a Bo'dova HaMera HaGulos V'Alpatus Nafshe, but with the Sar HaOifim, the baker didn't see anything. When he heard in the Sar HaMashkim's dream the word Kais said four times, I understood that you're in captivity, you're going to be redeemed from the four dangers, you're going to be drinking four cups of wine to express Yeshua of each of those four dangers, I understood you're going to be freed. And therefore, corresponding to those redemption from those four stages, those four dangers, we also drink four cups of wine on Seder night. Okay, so a very interesting answer, explanation of the Kli Yaakov, why we drink four cups of wine on Seder night, and why dafka four expressions of kais in the story of the Sar HaMashkim. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.